Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Karen Marie Campbell, owner and creator of the Spirit Within You Wholeness Center, located here in Las Vegas, Nevada, at 4343 North Rancho Drive, southwest corner of Craig and Rancho. And if you're listening here live on Blog Talk Radio or by your phone, the show you're listening to is In the Clean Kitchen with Chef Ifayomi. This show will be aired the first Saturday of every month at 11 a.m. Las Vegas time. And in this show, it is our hope that we can invite you and offer information to you on plant-based cooking and living, information that you can use. So before I go any further, I'd like to introduce Chef Ifayomi. Ifayomi?
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I am excellent, and I am blessed to have you on today's show, and I'm very excited because, as we spoke about before we started the show, a lot of times the shows are spun off on inquiries we get at the Spirit Within You, and we're always looking for ways and opportunities to support their people in their spiritual journey, keeping in mind that it's in alignment with mind, body, and spirit. And so you being a plant-based chef, as well as an Ifa priestess, as well as a professional African dancer, all those things for me come up as mind, body, and spirit. So will you take a moment to introduce yourself to the audience? And as we go along, I will ask you the questions as spirit leads me to.
Good, thanks. Yes, thank you so much, first, for having me on the show. It is my divine pleasure to be here, mainly because, as you mentioned, who I am in as a plant-based chef, as well as in the Yalawo for Ifa, which is an Ifa priestess in training, if you will, as well as who I am in as a professional African dancer, or someone who has danced African dance professionally for over 25 years, in addition to having certain certifications in the fitness arena as well. This is my life. All of them, in my opinion, not only complements the other, but it is one and the same to me. So I don't differentiate really from either one of them, because as you mentioned once before, we are three-dimensional beings. And so diet, spirit, exercise, all of those things feed our body, feed our mind, and ultimately feed our spirit, because we're just spiritual beings operating in a physical body. So for me, all of them is one and the same. And as a result, it is the life that I lead.
That's so beautiful, Ashe. I totally am in agreement with you. And that's why, for me, you've become a perfect fit in partnership in supporting our community here in Las Vegas, as well as all over the world, between the internet and the questions that we get asked daily. I'm so happy to have you to support our clients. So, Chef Ifayomi, let's just get into it, as Isis would say.
Okay.
What made you decide to become a plant-based chef? Like, what led you to this journey? I'm sure it's something that our audience is going to want to know.
Well, it's really interesting, because being an African-American woman, coming from Chicago, which is where I'm originally from, my family in Chicago coming from the South, I grew up in a household on both my mom and my father's side where, you know, we cooked and prepared delicious, you know, homemade soul food recipes. And so my diet growing up was pretty much like most African-Americans who come from that type of Southern background. So, you know, we ate a lot of greens and yams and, you know, sweet potato pie and potato salad and barbecue and, you know, all of those things. And so when we're growing up in that environment, and because food is so much a part of the culture of African Americans, we don't really realize, and let me say this, let me add to that, on so many different levels. So not only is it a part of our culture in terms of how we prepare the food, but it is in food, like, you know, some of the other cultures as well, that we all come together, you know, as a union, as a unit, and we bond and, you know, we share love and we share information and stories and we keep the traditions of, you know, our ancestors alive through our food. And so coming up, there's no reason for you to think or believe that the foods that you're eating are could have the potential to harm you in terms of your health. And so being the lover of food that I am and the artist that I am, learning how to prepare all of those delicious homemade family favorites was really easy for me, you know, and because I, like I said, I love food, I love to eat. However, what I did notice as I was growing up is that I was very, very ill and I was very sickly a lot. Once again, I did not connect it to my food initially, and as a result, I had health problems, I had allergies, I suffered really bad from menstrual cramps, and on and on and on. So for me, changing my diet was really because I wanted to change my health. I was actually sick and tired of being sick, and so I was looking for ways to become healthier. And when I found out that it was directly linked to the food, then I just made the necessary changes. There was a point in my life around 2000, I want to say six, maybe 2007, where I became extremely ill. I was in my just getting right, had just I was in my early 40s, and I became extremely ill. And let me say this, at a point where I thought I was healthy. And the reason why I say that is because I was teaching 2-3 dance classes a week. I was teaching a senior chair exercise class through the YMCA as well as an aqua aerobic class. So I was teaching like classes a week, whether it was dance or fitness class. So I was very physically in shape, but and so as a result of that, I thought I was healthy. And then I had a serious physical breakdown that landed me in the hospital for 2 weeks, so much so that they were practically saying, you know, I might want to get my affairs in order. And so that was the thing, like most people, that prompted me to do something about my health right away and realizing that it started with the food that I ate.
I'm so grateful for you being authentic and sharing with us today a story like that. And it's my hope that someone who's listening to the show now can see that there's a direct relationship to how our body temples feel and respond to us as it relates to, I don't like to use the word diet, but because it's been commercialized and it doesn't do justice to people who are wanting to make a lifestyle change. So can you talk to me a little bit, because you and I have had this discussion, about what comes up for you around diet, the word diet?
Well, the first thing that come up for me around the word diet is the word that die is the root word, is all the letters D-I-E, which is spelled die, is the first three letters of the four letters that's in the word diet. So
wow.
That's the first thing that comes up for me. So to me, that says something in and of itself. So shifting that whole mindset and the thinking that this is a diet or I need to be on a diet, it only, what it indicates is that this is a temporary way of being or living or doing, or in this case, eating. Whereas if it becomes a part of your lifestyle, like getting up every morning and, you know, brushing your teeth is a part of your lifestyle, washing your face, making your bed, or whatever it is that your lifestyle consists of, then how you incorporate the foods that you eat on a daily basis should also be a lifestyle that you incorporate as opposed to looking at it as a diet.
I love it. And so now, Chef Ifeomi, now that we know what led you, where you were in that hospital bed, and how you feel about the word diet, now what I would like you to speak into for us is, at that moment, take us back to that moment when you're in the hospital and they're telling you to prepare all your affairs. Where did you go from a spiritual aspect? Where did you go to muster the strength to think differently with your mindset than what they were telling you? Because in that moment, what I'm hearing, your outside circumstances told you, you're about to check out, so get everything together. But something inside you told you different, that you wanted a different reality. So where did you go at that point? Because these shows are designed to educate, but I'm also wanting them to touch someone's spirit so they can hear their voice until they can speak their truth in our stories.
That is such a perfect question, Karen, and I thank you for asking. So I'm in the hospital, and they're telling me this, and so I have to say this. I have to prelude my answer or preface my answer with this statement first. Like most people, for the first day or two after they were telling me all of this stuff, and it wasn't making sense in my head, I went to a space of feeling sorry for myself immediately. You know, why me? Oh, my gosh, I'm doing all the right things. I work out. Oh, how could this happen to me? And blah, 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 and the whole, woe, it's me. And then I was laying on the hospital. You said bed, but actually because of what was going on with me, I couldn't lay in the bed. And the only time I found comfort was on the cold floor of the hospital, of my hospital room. So I laid on the floor. Mm-hmm. And it was the coldness from the floor that, I don't know, it somehow gave me some kind of energy or some kind of strength. And there was a point where I just, and I don't know how or when it happened. Oh, yes, I do. Speaking of the spirit within you, there was a point where I was laying in my hospital bed and I was so scared and I was crying and I couldn't move. And I looked up. My mother has passed on, made her transition, anybody, into the spiritual realm. And I looked up, and in the top corner of my room, there was my mother up there and in the ceiling, like between the ceiling and the wall. And she was saying to me, no, it's not time for you to check out. No, this is not what is for you. I'm going to help you. And so what I believe happened is that through her, my ancestor, my mother, she spoke to me in terms of what I needed to do. And so I turned my feeling sorry for myself inside out by just connecting to spirit and connecting to my ancestors and praying to them, the universe and all of that, that if they gave me what it was that I needed to shift from this place where I was right now to a healthier place and space, my promise, and because everything is about an exchange of energy, my energy exchange and what I would get back in exchange for that information or that enlightenment, that spiritual enlightenment, is that I would help and teach others moving forward. And that's how I became and created Chef Ifeomi.
That's so beautiful, and that's one of the things I want to recognize and honor you with. From the moment I met you in March, and why you have been invited to be a part of the spirit within you, because I see your passion for people, and you're not afraid of speaking your truth. You're not afraid of being vulnerable. And I watch people when they're in your presence and how something energetically lets them know it's a safe space to say what's going on in their body temple. And I watch how you tell your truth and give them hope to recognize within them that same thing within you is within them, and they can take action. And I love how you hold people at their highest and you don't allow them to go down what I call the rabbit hole of the false truth or false reality, but you lovingly support them in understanding that they have the power within themselves to change their circumstances and their reality. And you give them little small wins to do that. So speaking of little small wins that I've seen you speak into people, let's now shift from where you were at that point and what you decided to do. And now let's shift into what made you decide to, because this is all about mind, body, and spirit, because I see the correlation between you being an Ifa priestess and a plant-based chef and an African, professional African dancer. Now I want to talk to you about how does those three things currently in your understanding play a major role in your life?
Okay, well, it was through African dance, actually. So I have to start there because African dance, as I always say, has saved my life. And when people hear me say that, they always think about that from a perspective of, oh, well, it took you off the street, it gave you something to do. But that's not the perspective from which I'm speaking. What African dance did for me is it brought me into awareness of who I truly am as a woman, as in woman living in America, as well as who I was before I even came here. So African dance was the catalyst for me that started everything. So it just opened me up and brought me into awareness of so many things. So as I shifted to becoming a plant-based chef, I always knew that I was spiritual, but I didn't know exactly what that really meant, because like most people in the United States, here in the diaspora, I grew up in a very Christian, Baptist, Catholic environment, not just in my family, but people all around me. So there were certain things spiritually within those doctrines that I questioned that just didn't resonate with my spirit. And so as I started dancing African dance, which is all about, it's really, there's a saying that the highest form of praise really is through dance and song. And so I realized that African dance had started to become like church. What would be church for other people? It was church for me. It was healing. It was therapeutic. You know, I knew that I was evolving to my most highest self when I was dancing that way. And so I just allowed myself to open up and receive all of the dances that were associated with different rituals for different things that was all designed around us as a people before we came to this land, enlightening ourselves, helping ourselves, our communities, our families, our children, other communities. So then all of those things started to make sense to me. And so it was through that I discovered the Yoruba tradition. And then it was at that point that I realized, wait a minute, we have all of these people walking around saying that they're very, very spiritual and they're so, you know, very, very much connected to spirit. But it just made sense to me that if your body temple is not clean and healthy, then, excuse me, and if the body is the temple that houses the spirit, and your body temple is not clean and healthy, then you could not possibly be elevating to your highest spiritual self. So that's, for me, how I connected all three of them. African dance connected me to one of the oldest African spiritual traditions around, which made me understand more so how food and what we eat and what we put into our body temple has the ability to create who we are and can be in the spirit.
Ashay, that is well said. I love that. I love how you express it with such depth. And so, I honor you for speaking your truth. And so, my next question for you is, having done all of that and standing right where you are now, where would someone who is seeking support for their body temple, where would they start? Like, if I'm, like, so, like, distressed or stressed out about my body temple and I don't know where to go, but I have something inside me is telling me there's more to me than this very moment, where would I start? I mean, do you offer, I know the answer to this, but if you could elaborate on it, what can you do to support someone like myself? And this is not me, folks, because I've been working on myself since 2009. And I'm constantly working on myself, but I'm going to place myself right now as an average listening audience or not, and I'm choosing to know in all my craziness that's happening right here, right now, knowing there's something more, where do I start? If I, you mean, where do I start?
That's a very broad question, but here's the first thing that I want to say to that, or to speak, to answer to that question. Well, if you are seeking, or it has come on your spirit, where you, this, it's time for you to make a shift in your diet. First of all, I would like to offer to whoever is listening the fact that that's the beginning. And so because of that, and you've stepped into it and owned it as your truth right now, the universe is going to deliver all that you need to make that happen, especially when you believe that. As it relates to connecting with Chef Ifeyomi, absolutely. Part of what I do, part of the most enjoyable thing that I do in being Chef Ifeyomi is assisting people or assisting others with making that transition of shifting to a plant-based diet, because, you know, we hear all of the stories, oh, it's too hard, oh, it's too difficult, my husband, my children, it's too expensive, I don't have the time, et cetera, when in reality, the same amount of energy that you put towards doing whatever it is that you're doing right now to support your body temple and that of your family as it relates to food is the same energy you would put into it if you were incorporating a plant-based diet. The difference is your thought process about that. So what I offer is a laid-out program and plan on how to eventually shift and incorporate more plant-based foods into your diet, but in a gradual process, meaning that you will not have to, I mean, you will have to make some adjustments. There may be some things that you may have to repurchase, but I like to always meet people where they are and utilize what they have and show them from right where they stand, they can make little and small changes that will take them in more in the direction of incorporating this way of eating and living into their daily lives. As you all know, I'm working through the spirit within you, not only as an Iyawo for Ifa, spiritual priestess, but also as the resident plant-based chef there. And so I can be reached at The Spirit Within You, which is at 4343 North Rancho Drive on the southwest corner of Rancho and Craig in Las Vegas. The telephone number is 702-658-2257. I'm there every day from 12 to 7 p.m. And so if it's a consultation that you need in terms of how to shift to this way of thinking and ultimately living, please feel free to call me there. If you want to check out what I've done just in these last 10 years of being a plant-based chef, please feel free to go to my website at www.ifayomi.com, and that's www.ifayomi.com. I'm also on YouTube, so check me out on YouTube under Chef Ifayomi. I'm on Twitter and all the other social media outlets. I would be more than happy and delighted to assist you on your journey of incorporating more plant-based foods into your life.
That's so perfect. Thank you for that information. So once again, folks, Chef Ifayomi is available through The Spirit Within You, and our hours of operations are Tuesday to Saturday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., and you can call. If you leave a message, we'll retrieve it. We'll make sure, because she's there with us, that Chef Ifayomi gets this information. And if you're wanting to come in for a consultation, whether it's a consultation on plant-based prep work and how one would transform one's kitchen, I'm well aware because of the support that Chef Ifayomi has given me for the master cleanse, a few of us in the community. Her process was so much easier than my process. Let's just say that. And it has supported my family. I wanted to thank you for that. And I wanted to let you guys know that if you call Chef Ifayomi, she's more than welcome to not only come in and support you in rearranging your pantry, but even taking you out to look and at the labels in your local food markets, as well as how to support you. Because what I learned through the master cleanse from Chef Ifayomi is the prep work. The prep work is key because this is a lifestyle change. And you don't have any information for where you want to go, what tools you're going to use as yet. At least you're not comfortable with the tools yet. So our humanness has a tendency to go back to what we know. For example, if you don't do the prep work and prepare your meals, you're going to more than likely eat the things that are not in alignment with where you want to be. And whether it's a fast food drive-through or eating at a restaurant or eating things that are high in sugar, again, we're here to educate. We're not doctors. We're not prescribing or diagnosing anything. I'm speaking for me personally. So I would offer to you to get in touch with Chef Ifayomi and utilize her service, because it will save you so much. I mean, her years and 25 years between dancing and 10 years of a plant-based chef, that education you cannot get in 24 hours and you will not get from a book. So save yourself some time and call her.
And thank you. And also to realizing that there is a process. We always are involved in an energy exchange, and there are no quick. So preparation is the key to success in most all things. And that especially includes our food that we eat.
Absolutely. That's so correct. And so we're going to say peace and blessings to everyone. Chef Ifayomi, if there's one thing you leave with our callers today in our first series of Once a Month in the Clean Kitchen, what would that be?
I beg your pardon. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you clearly.
If no problem. If there's one thing that you would like to leave with our audience today, what would that be?
Love yourself, be patient with yourself, and know that all things is working out for you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Karen?